August 26th. Letter to Professor Niemer, copy. Dear Professor Niemer, under separate cover, I am sending you a copy of my report entitled The Algernon-Gordon Effect, A Study of Structure and Function of Increased Intelligence, which may be published if you see fit. As you know, my experiments are completed. I have included in my report all of my formulas, as well as mathematical analyses of the data in the appendix. Of course, these should be verified. The results are clear. The more sensational aspects of my rapid climb cannot obscure the facts. The surgery and injection techniques developed by you and Dr. Strauss must be viewed as having little or no practical applicability at the present time to the increase of human intelligence. Reviewing the data on Algernon. Although he is still in his physical youth, he has regressed mentally. Motor activity impaired, general reduction of glandular functioning, accelerated loss of coordination, and strong indications of progressive amnesia. As I show in my report, these and other physical and mental deterioration syndromes can be predicted with statistically significant results by the application of my new formula. Although the surgical stimulus to which we were both subjected resulted in an intensification and acceleration of all mental processes, the flaw, which I have taken the liberty of calling the Algernon-Gordon effect, is the logical extension of the entire intelligence speed-up. The hypothesis here proved may be described most simply in the following terms. Artificially induced intelligence deteriorates at a rate of time directly proportional to the quantity of the increase. As long as I am able to write, I will continue to put down my thoughts and ideas in these progress reports. It is one of my few solitary pleasures and is certainly necessary to the completion of this research. However, by all indications, my own mental deterioration will be quite rapid. I have checked and rechecked my data a dozen times in hope of finding an error, but I am sorry to say the results must stand. Yet I am grateful for the little bit that I here add to the knowledge of the function of the human mind and of the laws governing the artificial increase of human intelligence. The other night, Dr. Strauss was saying that an experimental failure, the disproving of a theory, was as important to the advancement of learning as a success would be. I know now that this is true. I am sorry, however, that my own contribution to the field must rest upon the ashes of the work of this staff, and especially those who have done so much for me. Yours truly, Charles Gordon. Enclosure, report. Copy, Dr. Strauss, The Wellberg Foundation.